Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. This summer has not been short of things to do. From seafood festivals to Monsters of Rock, and Auckland Anniversary Weekend saw a new event squeeze onto the calendar, the St. Jerome's Laneway Festival. First held in a closed-off lane in Melbourne nearly a decade ago, this day-long music event has spread across major cities in Australia and now Auckland. I went to the festival on Monday and began by talking to the man responsible for bringing it here, Mark Kneebone. Not many people know this, but Laneway, the festival, was actually your idea in the first place, and you sold it to Australia, is that right?
Completely untrue. It came about a couple of years ago when we met a guy called Danny Rogers, who's the owner, and basically started chatting about what he had done in Australia and the fact he was expanding into Brisbane and Adelaide and stuff like that. And literally it was a conversation like, well, why shouldn't we do it in Auckland? And he was like, well, there's no reason why you shouldn't. So literally that's where the idea came from. Literally having a beer in a pub in Melbourne.
Because it is originally just a bit of background for the festival, people who don't know about it?
Well, basically, it grew out of Melbourne, out of a pub in like 1990, maybe 2001, 2002. And they cut off one alleyway, and got 600 people along. And over 7 years, it's just grown into this thing that gets, you know, thousands of people in every city it goes to. But it's the things in common is it's always in the middle of the town. It's kind of limited to sort of 5,000-6,000 people every city it goes to. Like today, it's good. There's a lot of room. Everyone's got heaps of space, and you know, it's a festival for slightly older people who don't want to deal with a whole lot of gurning 18-year-olds. I like to think of it as.
Well, that's funny you should say that, because I can still see a whole lot of gurning 18-year-olds here.
Oh, that's all right. They're down the other end. You know, they're fine.
And so, much of a headache to put together?
A lot of work. Like massive amounts of work. For the last 3 months, it's all I've done. And it's just really satisfying. We've sold it out. You know, we're three quarters of the way through the day and everyone's had a really good time. So, you know, it's all worth it.
A lot of people have said to me today that, unlike the Big Day Out, which, you know, is a mission to get to, you know, it's an institution, but obviously it's a long way away. I spoke to someone who cycled here today.
Really, you can catch a bus. It's easy. No one drives. And that's kind of a bigger part of the attraction. I know a lot of people who walked here. You know what I mean? So it's all good.
It's sold out, so I guess you'll be doing it again next year.
Well, to be perfectly frank, we're already booking acts, so yeah, we are doing it next year.
Dave Gibson, we meet again.
As we do at all music festivals in Auckland City.
You're sort of my go-to guy for the lay of the land when it comes to music festivals, really.
Well, I am, and I'll be honest with you, I was starting to worry, because we had about a 20, 30-minute conversation before you asked, and I was starting to go, well, what, you don't want my opinion on Laneways, Auckland Laneways Festival?
Now, the Laneways Festival originated in Australia, in Melbourne, wasn't it?
Yeah, St. Germain's Laneways.
Yeah, Jerome, St. Jerome.
No, yep. Yeah, originally it was actually Germain, but now, it may now be Jerome. Yep.
So, what do you think? I mean, like, the weather obviously not ideal. It's sort of very Auckland weather, slightly spitting, but.
Well, you know, I think the chances of this festival having good weather in the future are really, really high. Like, obviously, Big Day Out's had some awesome weather and also some really crap weather. And today's weather is like it's petering on, it could rain, but I feel like it's the awesomest idea for a festival in New Zealand, because finally there's a festival in the city. And I'm a city guy, I live in K Road, I like downtown, and it's great to have a city, you know, a festival right here in the heart of it.
Because other cities in New Zealand tend to, I mean, like, you go to Christchurch, they have the Buskers Festival, Wellington has some good stuff. Auckland a little bit thin on the ground when it comes to central city events, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, we tend to have these kind of venues all out in the suburbs, and I really dislike the suburbs. It's fantastic to have one in the city. I can ride my bike here. It's good.
And what are your thoughts on the lineup for the Laneways Festival?
Well, it's a really different type of lineup, but a really interesting lineup. I was just talking to Liam Finn about it actually, and he was saying how great it is. And even though the bands aren't as like big, huge headline bands, the bands you want to see and the bands that you think, oh, that's so interesting, you know, like Florence and the Machine's got a fantastic album. It's so sexual and dark and moody and 80s, but I definitely want to see her play. Black Lips, I've only heard a few of their songs, but they're really, really interesting. hockey, you know, I think I've got to play pretty soon. They're probably the most popular band on here. Naked and Famous opened the show. Well, they didn't quite open it, but they're very close to open it. And I think, like, my wife and I both think they're the best band in New Zealand right now.
One of the headline events for this year's festival was Echo and the Bunnymen, an 80s gothic rock band. However, when lead singer Ian McCulloch missed his flight from England and therefore missed two of the dates in Australia, he was looking dodgy. Liam Finn's name was thrown around as a possible late-minute replacement, which didn't end up happening, but he made it along for the day anyway.
I did get briefly excited, but I'm very happy that Echo and the Bunnymen have made it.
Must have forgotten something. How to forget how to be.
Yeah, they have. They missed Melbourne, didn't they, I think?
Yeah. It would have been quite disappointing to a lot of people, I think, if they couldn't make it. So, but, you know, it would have... I don't know. I think to jump on something like this, which feels really special, actually, to be the first year in Auckland, it would have been quite exciting. But I just get to chill out and get drunk now.
So you didn't, Liam Finn, you didn't have your guitar in the boot, you know, you don't have a guitar in the boot of the car in case they miss the bus here or something?
I was willing to do a cappella, if need be. I've got enough friends here that could back me up, probably, but yeah, no, didn't come very prepared.
And what do you think, I mean, I was just talking to Dave Gibson from LMNP about the whole inner-city concert idea, inner-city venue idea. What do you think about that?
I think it's awesome. It's really, you know, exciting to be here and also that it's finally a festival in the city. Like, Big Day Out's the only thing we've had for years and years and years, and to me this lineup is far more exciting than the Big Day Out lineup. And, you know, and also just it's kind of a nice bunch of people they've brought along, and you know, everyone's really chilled out, and it's got a good vibe about it.
Are you a city kid yourself?
I am. I live up the top of town in Newton, so yeah, I am a city kid.
So it's just a drunken stagger home, isn't it? Really,
it is. Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see how the night unfolds. I don't think anyone's too worried about the drizzle, and you know, everyone's got high hopes that it's gonna hold, I think.
Lurking in the VIP area at the bar, basically, where you can't really see or hear the music. Sean James Donnelly, SJD, and Sandy Mill. Now, I saw you both performing at the Auckland City Council concert in the park, Music in Parks. I think it was last weekend in Coyle Park. How do you think this compares?
More people, for a start.
More concrete.
Great.
What do you think, though, about the idea of having a concert in the middle of downtown Auckland? I mean, is it something that we've been missing all these years, or...?
Yeah, well, I mean, there was that... was it B Street or something like that? They did years ago. That was, you know, they actually done another one recently I didn't go to, but it's a really great part of town. I think they should just amalgamate this part of town and have it always like that. So it's more like, it's one of the successes of the Wellington music scene, is everything's really close together. So I reckon if they had lots of venues in one area, they could patrol it, they could have like really good events, they'd be sure of a crowd, and no, it's a really great place to...
Right, well, brilliant. Have a lovely laneways. Anything you're looking forward to in particular?
Going home.
Daniel Johnson. Yes.
And Daniel Johnson, XX, Daniel Johnson, the 3Ds, Chris Knox, mystery guy.
Laneway Festival is a mix of international events like Florence the Machine, the XX, and local acts, such as these lads, the Phoenix Foundation.
As the only band I've spoken to actually played at Laneways today, what did you think? How did it go?
Well, we had a really great time. The crowd was really good and big and nice, and it's been lots of great stuff today. I think there's a few teething issues for the festival, but the lineup was fantastic, the general vibe was fantastic, and I really hope it sticks around in Auckland, because I think it's a great alternative to the Big Day Out. And to be quite honest, like Dirty 3, Daniel Johnson, 3Ds, I couldn't be happier, really.
Who's that playing on the other side at the moment?
I think that's Echo and the Bunnymen.
Now, you guys have got an album out next... Well, no, you're finishing your album next week.
Yeah.
Someone in the audience said, actually, I hope it's being printed next week, because I think he had some sort of financial interest in it. Is it being printed or just finished?
Finished. Okay. We're going to finish it this week. We have to. But there's no way out for us.
So, just finally, you lost one of your members on stage tonight.
Yep. This is actually a very poignant, strange concert for us in that regard. Warner's leaving the band. He's been in the band 7 years. Pretty much the like main era of this band. He's been there for the entire time, you know, like from when we finished Horsepower until today. So that's been when we've done most of our work. So it's a really big thing for us.
And so have you got a replacement all lined up already?
No, we're going to wait till the dust settles.
Sam's going to play guitar and bass at the same time.
Like Jimmy Page and that, you know, that with the double thing.
Jimmy Page wishes that he could play bass and guitar like moi.
Just in summary then, Laneways, would you turn up next year?
Absolutely, yeah, no doubt. With lineups like this, I mean, it's impeccable.
You'd be crazy not to come, actually, if you consider yourself to be a lover of music that is different and unique and worthwhile and not part of the incredibly boring and narrow-minded mainstream. There you go.
And there was exciting, exciting new music. The XX were fantastic. So there's cool new things, there's cool old things, there's cool New Zealand things, there's cool Australian things, cool things from all over the world. And it's right in the middle of town, and I think it's really awesome. And I just hope that the Auckland City Council get behind it, and that it all just keeps going and gets bigger and better, and you know, that the Australian promoters stay interested in doing it in New Zealand, because I think we've benefited from this. It's nice to have a big festival in New Zealand that's not just all about the new metal bands, you know?
Samuel Flynn Scott and Luke Buddha ending that report there on the Laneway Festival. Coming up after the break, we talk advertising with Dr. Mike Lee and the sultry sounds of Marianne de Sade.